What makes a person successful? Why is it that some people seem to live lives filled with triumph and achievement, while others fail at most of the things they do, or at least they don't succeed to any great degree? Have you ever asked yourself those questions? I have, and the answers are very revealing. According to the latest census report, 9.2% of the total U.S. working population earns less than $11,000 a year, while only 5% make more than $145,000. When I read the report, it started me thinking about the ingredients of success. What characteristics that successful people have in common? I don't believe that anyone is destined for success by fate. I also don't believe that success is reserved for those with a fortunate heritage or who grow up in an enriching environment. It's not a private club for those who just happen to be born wealthy or intelligent or attractive. History tells us that success is available to anyone who can overcome his or her shortcomings. Given that people from all cultures and all walks of life have lived successful lives, it raises the question, what do they have in common? After thinking about it and trying to identify the differences between people who succeed and those who fail, I came to the conclusion that most of it has to do with attitudes and actions. Successful people think and do things differently than people who fail. For example, the successful person shows desire, drive, determination, commitment, and dedication, while the person who fails usually procrastinates and lacks willpower and resolve. The successful person demonstrates discipline, courage, perseverance, optimism, while the failing person shows poor self-control, fear of the unknown, and complacency. The successful person maintains an attitude of abundance and high self-esteem, while the person who fails has an attitude of scarcity and low self-esteem. You could sum it up by saying that successful people are positive, driven, well-organized, and optimistic, while people who fail are generally negative, complacent, disorganized, and pessimistic. All of the characteristics of the successful person are positive traits, while the characteristics of a person who fail are all negative. And that only makes sense. Positive thinking and acting leads to positive results, and vice versa. It never ceases to amaze me how negative people can be when it comes to believing in themselves or the principles I teach. For example, I once appeared on a national television show where the topic of no down payment real estate investing was discussed. During the show, a number of callers telephoned to confirm that by using my techniques, you can really buy real estate with no money down, even if you have marginal or bad credit. One or two of the callers had done so despite having recently filed bankruptcy. Another caller had purchased property with no money down and had also walked away from the closing with cash in his pocket. As soon as the show was over, a stagehand approached me and said, "I was listening to you and the callers, and I'm wondering, can it really be done?" I couldn't believe it. I was floored by his skepticism. Even after listening to me and the callers for more than a half hour, he was still not convinced. Now, keep in mind that he was not questioning whether he could do it, but whether it could be done at all. The very fact that you've obtained my course tells me that you have faith in your future success as a real estate investor. You deserve to be congratulated for that alone, because by doing so, you've laid the cornerstone of your foundation for success and have invested in yourself. And to build on that cornerstone, you need to take a good, hard look at the positive characteristics that I talked about and take steps to make them part of your life. In fact, you'll be drawing them out from inside yourself because that's where they are already. You should bookmark the table where I list them in the No Down Payment Manual. That way you can revisit them again and again to remind yourself of what characteristics you have and areas where you need improvement. You might even want to photocopy this table and keep it for future reference. If you think in terms of the characteristics I just described, it is possible to create a profile of an ideal investor. Before I do that, though, I want to make clear that no one I've ever met fits this profile completely, including me. Nonetheless, the profile itself is important because we improve and better ourselves as we strive to reach an ideal. So here goes. The ideal investor leads a very balanced life as in total control. This investor is conscious of his or her responsibilities and duties toward family, friends, and community, and does not sacrifice his or her spiritual life for material pleasures. The ideal investor is well-educated about real estate investing and thoroughly understands the principles I teach in this course. This person also reads other books and studies other courses on real estate and is knowledgeable about real estate vocabulary and understands the local marketplace. In addition to balance in education, the ideal investor possesses a set of well-thought-out goals that are committed to paper and are firmly entrenched in his or her conscious and maybe even subconscious mind. This role model is a good decision-maker and knows where to turn for help or to get information to assist in his decision-making. The ideal investor also has a keen grasp of the moral issues involved in life, particularly those that involve real estate investing, and is very much oriented toward a win-win philosophy. Finally, the ideal investor is self-confident, not the defensive, superficial self-confidence that many people hide behind, but the genuine self-confidence that comes from knowledge and wisdom, and the conviction that he or she is doing the right thing morally, ethically, and spiritually. As I said before, I've never met anyone who completely fits this profile, but it's worth striving for. If nothing else, the striving itself will make you a better person.